Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our big news this morning, besides politics, is the weather. And Andrew Frieden is our NBC 12 meteorologist, and he joins us now to give us an update on what we can expect. It's going to be a rough day. What do you expect, Andrew?
Yeah, I think so. I think we kind of have an all-of-the-above situation. The only thing that we probably aren't going to get a ton of is hail, and probably not a ton of tornadoes, but there's going to be a lot of rain coming as we roll through the afternoon. And the real number one concern is straight-line winds. And we just went under a flash flood watch from the National Weather Service down in Wakefield. It's not actually in effect until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it lasts through late tonight, early tomorrow morning. But it's a sign that we've entered the part of the system now where stuff will start happening. You know, we're not just saying, hey, first alert, it's coming. Mm-hmm. We have our first sort of actual alert from the National Weather Service.
So this is real with the flash flooding issue. I mean, we always have stories after we warn people of flash flooding of folks who decide to drive their cars into what they think is still the road, and then it winds up getting swept away.
Yeah.
So that's a real possibility this afternoon or tonight.
Yeah, people look and they go, oh, the water, you know, I know this road is only a couple inches of water, but you don't know if the road's washed out. You got to be really careful. And also should mention, you know, we have some time, you know, probably nothing happening in the Richmond Metro till midday or 1. So you get out and check the ditches, right? Make sure you don't have anything blocking the ditches so that the water can flow freely. But the flash flood watch is the first thing. Then we may get a severe thunderstorm watch. I think we probably will. Or a tornado watch that'll likely go into effect next. And I think that that'll probably happen at some point, you know, in the midday time frame. So we have an abnormally high risk of strong winds, and it's something we've been watching for a while, and we're almost there. So a lot of times when we get severe thunderstorm warnings, people go, whatever, it's not a tornado. But we like to remind people that most of our wind damage here in Central Virginia, when you hear about big power outages and hear about people having trees knocked over, the vast majority of that happens in straight-line wind situations. And although there may be some tornado warnings today, we think there could be a lot of really strong wind. You know, we could go 70-plus miles an hour. So, you know, be ready. If the power is prone to going out in your neighborhood, I think this is one of those days when it's a good chance of it happening.
Yeah, and with the storm last weekend, it was pretty awful, some of the stories we had of trees that smashed right into people's houses. I guess if they're already damaged from last weekend's storms, this could finish them off.
Well, you know, the thing is that a lot of us don't quite know. Some of the trees near our house aren't as healthy as maybe they could be. You know, if you have a tree that's got half its root system underneath a driveway and it's not getting water, I mean, there are unseen ways that our trees can be weak. But, you know, it's where we live. And as we march forward in time, these trees are getting bigger. And if you get strong thunderstorm winds, we think a lot of trees, you know, will come down. So this is a time frame that any time in the afternoon, all the way through probably about 10, 11 tonight in the Richmond Metro. Now, where you are on Colonial Beach, there's a little bit less of a wind threat up there, but there still could be severe thunderstorms up on the Northern Neck. And by the way, I'm jealous of you hanging out there. I mean, Colonial Beach, what a great place to be on a warm, breezy morning.
It was great last night. Let me tell you, I thought about going for a jog along the water and then figured I got to go to bed to get up early. Hey, let me ask you real quick about Easter Sunday, because a lot of people do have outdoor plans. Should they scrap that or, you know,
no,
take an umbrella if they're going to church early?
No, I think we're good. So tomorrow there's a lot going on, right? I've talked to the folks at Maymont. They've got a big parade. Not a parade.
Right.
They've got a family Easter celebration. And they've got tents and all kinds of stuff. So they're dropping the tents today. And then they're going to get out there very early tomorrow morning and put everything back up. And I think although it's going to be wet, probably on the ground, you know, the ground will be wet, grass will be wet. There's no reason why Saturday and Sunday activities, barring trees down and power outages and all that, there's no reason why you can't have a totally normal weekend. Tomorrow's going to be cooler in the upper 60s. We'll be in the mid 60s on Easter Sunday. You know, there's a little rain chance Easter Sunday afternoon, but not much. But the weekend will be way calmer and way safer than it will be as you're out on your Friday afternoon and evening.
Just got to get through tonight. Okay. Afternoon and tonight. Andrew Frieden, our meteorologist from NBC 12. I really always appreciate it when you'll come on live and give us the very latest. Thank you.
Thanks, John. We'll be here on the air at NBC 12 all day long. And, of course, we always love to remind people the weather app is great. Even if you drive to faraway locales like Westmoreland County, where you are this morning, the NBC 12 weather app will keep you covered.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andrew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.